Heroes thrill nations. History is made radiant by them. Because the heart answers to every exhibition of heroism and excellence, it is no wonder that a woman who is a responder by nature longs for a hero. She longs to find something divine in a man's treatment of her and in his integrity of heart. She is drawn to the ideal. Don't make her give that up entirely. Let her keep seeing you as Prince Charming, even in your underwear. You can remain her victor if you know and do what God has asked you to do. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." The prime role of man in marriage is that of intelligent leadership. Every man is ultimately responsible to God for what his home becomes, and for whether or not he becomes a hero to the woman in his life. Teacher, you might want to inform your group that many marriage counselors have pointed out that in America, for some strange reason, we do not teach men to be men. Therefore, many men grow up and get married, but are nothing more than big little boys looking for mothers rather than wives. They look to be protected rather than to protect. They back away from the hero role. Demands for integrity elude the man who is not consistent and faithful in his character. To show how women instinctively desire male leadership, a hero she can admire and look up to, let me quote a paragraph from an article by a woman on the subject. She said, "Don't yield your leadership. That is the main thing. Don't hand us the reins. We would consider this an abdication on your part. It would confuse us. It would alarm us. And it would make us pull back. Quicker than anything else, it will fog the clear vision that made us love you in the first place. Or we will try to get you to give up your position as number one in the house. That is the terrible contradiction in us. We will seem to be fighting you to the last ditch for final authority. But in the obscure recesses of our hearts, we want you to win. You have to win, for we aren't made for leadership. It's a pose." A wife shared with me once how wisely her husband responded when she was having a hard time with her attitudes in keeping all the dishes washed, the cupboards clean, and the floors waxed. When she spoke to him about her feelings, he became her hero in one conversation. He asked, "Honey, who is in charge of this home?" "You are," she replied. "The kitchen is part of the home, isn't it?" "Of course," she answered. "So that's my responsibility, not yours. You've done a wonderful and beautiful job of helping me. But it is actually my responsibility, and I'd appreciate your continuing to give me a hand as you have, but right now I'd like for you to go and prop your feet up and read a book. Tonight I'll carry out my responsibilities you've been helping me with in the kitchen." It was thrilling to hear her response to this. She read her book, but the next week she cleaned out drawers and cabinets she hadn't touched in months, thinking, "Oh, he doesn't have time to do all these things he's responsible for, and I do want to help him all I can." Can anyone say that that man's leadership made anything but a hero of him? Satan, however, will do all that he can to keep husbands from being heroes in their homes. He uses various tools and weapons to attack us from within. One tool is being insensitive to provide for her emotional needs. In Ephesians 5:25, the Bible urges, "Husbands, love your wives." And you know, just saying that, "I love you," can keep your hero status with your mate. If you don't tell her that you love her, you have stolen some of her life away. And the less you tell her, the more of her life you've stolen. Song of Solomon 6:5 allows us to listen in as Solomon talks. "Turn away your flashing eyes from me, for they have overcome me." How long has it been since you told your wife, "Baby, turn away, you just melt me"? The greatest security a woman has outside the love of Christ is the love of her husband. And whenever this begins to be on shaky ground, she becomes defensive, hostile, and hard to live with. She needs to be reassured by word and action of your love. Keep your wife secure in the knowledge that she's the most important thing in your life next to the Lord. Another tool Satan uses against us in being a hero to her is causing us to be insensitive to provide for her spiritual needs. We need to be pace setters for our wives. I don't think we can impose on them the disciplines that God may have imposed on us, but we can pray for them and be an example to them. If you have never led before, what should you do? Well, one thing you might do is open the Bible to the book of Psalms and have her join you as you pray those verses out loud until you could feel comfortable leading her spontaneously. There's a story of a lady whose child was sick. She had thought her husband to be a committed Christian. In the sickness of the baby, she said to her husband, "Husband, we need to pray for our child." He said, "Well, you go ahead and pray. I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes," and broke her heart. Giving yourself to your wife, not just giving her things, will mark you as her hero in consideration and tenderness. Giving yourself to God will mark you as God's great man. The Lord is, as the prayer book says, the only ruler of princes. Thus, to be her hero, look long at your God, and then as His Spirit fills your life and as you are led, carry out the possible projects that I mentioned to you at the end of the lesson in your teacher's guide. Make sure in God's strength there is always a hero in your home.